you thanks. Amen. Praise the Lord. Time for kids' church. How's everybody doing? Good? Good. Going to do things a little different today. Most of you should know. Testimony Sunday. And so we're going to kind of reflect back on the year. Before we do that, I've got a few things I want to say. And one thing you need to be aware of, if you haven't heard yet, our dear Ruth Hitzman passed away last night about 11 o'clock. And so we want to be praying for her family, Cindy, especially she's here with us today, and the rest of the family. In fact, can we just pause right now and do that? Lord, we thank you for Ruth and what a blessing she's been to so many for so many years. She's in your hands now. Lord, I pray for Cindy and her family, that you would especially be near them in this time as they grieve the loss of their loved one. May your spirit be upon them and give them peace. Help them to see your glory through this. Give us all strength, I pray, Lord. Help us to keep our eyes on you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. When we get more information, of course, we'll share that with you so you'll know about funeral service times. Testimony Sunday. So we're going to be reflecting back on the year and sharing some things that God has done. Before we do that, I want to read a little bit from Psalm 103 where it talks about God's benefits. And this might be a world record short sermon. Okay. Except for some of you who knew me back when I was a youth pastor, you know, it might be around there. Okay. Psalm 103 says, "Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." Don't forget God's benefits. Erwin Lutzer says you don't learn to praise in a day, especially since you've probably been complaining for years, but you can start practicing and begin to praise. Don't forget all his benefits. In other words, don't put God on the side, but keep him in the forefront. He's done some amazing things, hasn't he? Let's not forget. The biggest one that I think is included here is he forgives all your sins and he redeems your life from the pit. That is the biggest benefit we get from being a Christ follower. He saves us. You know, if we just needed information, he could have sent simply a teacher. If we needed some technological advancement, he could have sent a scientist. Or if we needed more money, he could have sent us a billionaire or a trillionaire. But what we needed was forgiveness, and so he sent us a savior. And then it says he heals all your diseases. That is part of the deal we get in on. And I know there's spiritual implications, spiritual healing, but there's also physical healing as well. And God is still in the healing business today. And he crowns you with love and compassion. Imagine a crown set on your head. His love and compassion are a covering of protection for us. He watches over us. There is nothing you can do to make God love you more. There's nothing you can do to make God love you less either. Okay? His love is unconditional, impartial, everlasting, infinite, and perfect, because God is love. Under no circumstance and at no time will God give up on those he has purchased with the blood of his Son. We may at times feel abandoned, but we will never be abandoned. God never gives up. He satisfies your desires with good things. To me, that speaks of God's overabundance. He just keeps on giving and giving and giving. He supplies more than just the basics, and his supply is the very best that we can get. And he doesn't just give anything and everything we want. Instead, he gives us what really brings satisfaction. I like the way Robert Murray McShane says it. God will either give you what you ask or something far better. And some of you know that by experience. You've prayed and asked for God to give you something, and he doesn't give the thing you're asking for. But if you hang in there, what he does give you ends up being even better than what you were asking for. That's the way God works. And then he renews your youth. Oh, that sounds good, doesn't it? Yeah, because I'm old. Yeah, I heard it. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 30 and 31. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. God brings renewal. Does anybody need renewed today? Yeah. Well, it begins with praising God and expressing gratitude for all his goodness. So don't forget God's benefits. Psalm 89, verse 1 and 2 says, I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth, I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you established your faithfulness in heaven itself. And then Psalm 105, verses 1 and 2. Give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him. Sing praise to him. Tell of all his wonderful acts. Tell it. How many are thankful for what God has done? And being grateful to God is good. But it's kind of like appreciating or loving someone important in your life. You need to actually say the words from time to time. Know what I mean? Love and gratitude need to be expressed. You know, it's real easy when I say, are you thankful? You raise your hand. Yeah, oh yeah, no problem. But let's say the words. And so let's begin and tell of his wonderful acts. Now, I've got a microphone here. You can come to me and share briefly something that God has done in your life. Here's the rules. You ready? The rules are keep it short. Okay? Keep it short and keep it focused on God. All right? Who wants to be first? All right, Larry.
Up?
Anyway, my youngest son wouldn't come visit me for ever since he was 16. He's like 32 now, I think, or 34. And I've been praying for it for a long time because there's been like a big thing between us. And God answered my prayer and he came Christmas because I've been inviting Christmas, Thanksgiving for years. So.
Nice.
Praise God. He's
yeah, that's good. Doris. Doris always has something good to say.
I'm going to keep it short. I'm going to say, God answered my prayer.
Would you hold it? Yes, I will hold it.
But it's not that short.
Okay. Well, you can give us the Reader's Digest version.
All right. Well, I brought, another thing. I've been journaling a little bit this year.
Good.
I haven't done that before. So I'm just going to read you an entry from my journal from July 2nd. When I arrived at Eastern Star today to play bridge, the door was locked. As I went to another door, the secretary, Betty, came to tell me they were on lockdown because a guy was coming to hurt someone. She let me in, and I told her I would pray. When I got to the cafe where we play bridge, Stu Weirs was there, a Christian man in our group, and he agreed with me as I prayed for God to send angels all around the facility to protect everyone, bled the blood of Jesus over all, prayed for the bad guy to be apprehended and be turned to righteousness, thanked God for his answer. Later, while we were playing bridge, I kept praising God for intervening, and soon Betty came to tell us that the police had the guy in custody. I'm sure others were praying too, but I was so overjoyed at how God took care of it. No one was harmed. I shared with the others that Stu and I had prayed. They were unaware of what happened, as they'd been eating lunch there and listening to girls singing patriotic songs. God knows that my desire to love and serve him wholeheartedly, to show his love wherever I go, it was fulfilling to know how he used me today to pray and testify. Praise the Lord.
It's good.
And I'm also praising him for Stan and Ruth being up there together as they called to my attention this morning.
Yeah.
They had so much fun teasing each other.
Oh. There you go. That's good.
This makes me so nervous. Just being up here.
No worries.
A few details you guys may already know.
You got it.
While I was deployed, my grandpa passed. Anyways, my brother and my cousin were deployed with me.
Yeah.
Before we brought us all together, and we were able to be together and comfort each other, it was hard, but it was nice.
Yeah. All right. You made it, man.
I'll do my best.
Okay.
So I do want to tell a testimony for my 9-year-old son who isn't here first, really quick,
okay.
Connor. He has obviously was baptized this past year,
mm-hmm.
but God has really brought closer into his heart, and he's actually taken it to a school. So much so that every day at lunch, he is praying and talking about God to his friends. And I just, to me, that is just amazing. He even had told me about this one kid that had been bullying him at school. And I sat down with him and we prayed about it. And I followed up with him about 3 days after we sat down and prayed about it. He actually also prayed with his grandma as well. And he told me that they're now friends. And he's been talking to him and talking to God about God with him. So that's huge.
That's pretty cool.
So,
yep.
You know, it just gives me chills. So that's what my son's testimony, since he's not here. But my testimony was back when you gave a sermon, and I think it was actually almost a year ago, that talked about renewing and renewing yourself and making changes for the good and better. And one of the things I actually wrote in my journal about a year ago was to quit smoking. And it's something I have been battling with, and I have several chronic conditions, and it's kept me from getting a surgery that I need because of the smoking. And granted, I didn't quit until October of this year, so it's been 3 months. All I know is I haven't looked back, and
it's good for you.
Huge. And I wrote down even something that I kept looking back on after it happened. It was just a scripture I wanted to share. Okay. We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. Proverbs 16:9.
That's right.
Granted, I've been wanting to do this for a very, very long time. It was God that really stayed with me as I struggled with it, and I just want to say thank you, God, for all that you've done for me. And
yeah.
I'm going to continue to stay smoke-free.
All right. Sounds good.
I
So my husband and I got married in May, and due to different scenarios and some bad decisions that we made, we ended up getting married without my parents' permission. And that really hurt my relationship with my father. But now we are still very happily married 8 months later, and my relationship with my parents has not entirely, but almost entirely healed itself, and there's almost no awkwardness between me and my dad anymore, and most of the hurt and pain in between us is gone. So thank the Lord for that.
Yeah, that's good. Thanks. Nope.
okay. Oh, I'll try to remember. The Huss family has been through some rocky roads this year. I'll tell you, I'm glad it's over. But anyway, God has proven himself faithful again to me. Like the fourth time this year that he's pulled me out of a medical crisis. In March, I had severe blood clots in my legs. A lot of you know that, and I thank you for your prayers. But that was just God. So therefore, that tells me he still has something for me to do. And I can't think of the verse, the name, but he who begun a good work in you will be faithful to complete it.
That's right.
Well, I don't think he's completed it in me yet, or Mike. But that's, I'm thankful for that. I mean, those are circumstances that you don't always walk out. Unless
right.
God's been with you. And even my doctor said, oh, my friend, you have dodged many bullets. And I said, there ain't me. I said, that's God. And he goes, well, you must have been good. He was an Indian doctor, really great doctor. So I'm thankful for that. My second thing that I'm thankful for is we have a new grandson back there, Jason Alexander. He's the love of our life, and I can't imagine life without him. And I just want to be thankful. Thank God for Ruth.
Yeah.
She's been a blessing to me. She's been a spiritual mama to me. She'd come alongside me when I can't see good things, like I would have problems with my kids, and she'd say, oh, they do so good, and she just, you know, made me feel so good about it. So I'm thankful that she gets to be with Jesus, but
yeah.
Anyway, thank you, Lord.
That's good.
We just got back from Breakaway, but the thing I'm talking about was actually at camp this summer. You guys remember the Pella and Bondurant tornadoes? Mm. We were in Pella during those tornadoes.
Oh, that's right.
And Leandra and I, my roommate, we went downstairs to get some aloe for our sunburns, and it turns out that we had been on, like, we were all supposed to be in the basement because the tornadoes were really close to us. After about 5 minutes, a girl had looked out the window and taken a picture of a tornado about halfway to touching down, really close to us. We were scared out of our minds. We all got ushered into the hallway where there weren't any windows. And one of the youth leaders was like, all right, guys, let's pray about this. And some people looked at him like he was crazy at a youth camp.
Right.
And he was like, no, really, let's pray. So we prayed for about a minute, and then I settled down with my blanket and my MP3 player because I thought it would be a long wait. And then they called the all clear. And I go out to the front where there's glass, and the clouds are rolling away, and the sun is shining.
Uh-huh.
Not 5 minutes later.
Awesome.
Thank God for answered prayers.
You bet. That's cool.
Let's talk about answered prayers.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right, do it.
I don't know. Woohoo, hi. I don't know if a lot of you know me, but you know my daughter. And that's my answered prayer. 2 years ago, she was lost, and I, as a mother, could not help her find her way. And this past year, she has found her way, and she has stood up here where I could not stand and given a sermon twice this year, and her whole focus has been God. A lot of you are mothers, fathers, aunts and uncles. The amount of pride that I have for my daughter and how she has allowed God to work through her at such a young age is just the most amazing thing. Because I'm telling you, Jesus is the dude.
That's good. That's good.
Before before I even knew Ruth passed and I got the text or email about what to be thankful for. When we were at Experience Church while we lived in Johnston, a guy from Hillsong came and he talked about those who are older in our lives. And I just want to appreciate and thank all the people who are generals in my life, those people that are 60 and older who speak into my life. I've been told I'm a gatherer, so I've gleaned things from my parents, gleaned things from these people here, and Ruth, and how she continually prayed for Sean and I, and I just thank you, Lord, for all these generals.
Yeah, it's good.
Well, this year, around Christmas, because everybody knows that I was adopted, I actually reached out and found my biological family. So I found my dad, and then I found out I have I have 6 siblings on my mom's side, and then about 6 or 7 on my dad's side, and I have 20 nieces and nephews.
Oh my goodness.
So I've got a pretty big family, and I just found them a couple days before Christmas. So I've been talking to them. So, yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
So I'm going to share a little bit about Breakaway, since it just happened. Can you time me? Great. Got notes. I'm good. Yep. And we'll have a video next week, so I'm going to be real brief about Breakaway, and then I have my own testimony for that, and that's what really it's about. But I just want to say that Breakaway is awesome. It's a chance for our students just to really, well, break away. That's what the whole name is. You're breaking away from your family, your everything you're coming into, a place where a bunch of other Christians are together, and it's really awesome. But the biggest thing I think our students do and or got from it is that they just became more of a family together. That's one of my real big pushes as a youth pastor, is that we just become one giant family, because most of our students come from broken families, or they're living just with one parent, or they're not living with their parents at all. But I feel like we just became more of a close-knit family. We went to Sleepy Hollow to go sledding, and a whole bunch of them didn't go because it was freezing cold, so they just, like, stayed inside. And they ended up just making nicknames for everyone. All of the nicknames started with B for some reason, and my nickname is Bentley now. But just a side note, they're just like, we're not doing anything. Let's just give everyone a nickname to bring us closer together and bring us more into that family. And they started calling Christina and I, like, Mom and Dad, and then Jordan and Chris, like, the uncles, and Misha and Hope are, like, the aunts and the family. Like, we're just one big, happy family. And I'm sure that God impacted their lives directly, but just that we're becoming more of a family is really exciting. As me, as a youth pastor, it's really exciting. And then my testimony from this is that being a youth pastor is difficult. Not because it's hard to do. For me, it's not hard for me. It's just my natural gifting. But it's hard for me because it's not financially well for me. So I'm a school bus driver so that I can be available in the middle of the day to do whatever I got to do. But then I don't work in the summer, and that's probably the biggest struggle for me, is that I have to find a new job every summer, and then all of that goes with taxes. It's hard for me. So I'm always looking for something else, and I'm a pretty talented person. Always been pretty good at most things, and I decided, oh, I'm just going to try to go be a graphic designer or something, try to do something, be really cool. That's what I'm going for right now. While I was in that process of, like, what am I going to do so that I don't have to keep taking my summer off, I was thinking, man, how much easier would it be if I just went full-time something else? It'd be so much easier, right? I wouldn't have to worry about my summers. I would be able to, you know, make a lot of money all at once rather than only 20 hours being a school bus driver, things like that. It'd be really awesome. And before I got to Breakaway, I was just having it in my mind, it's like, maybe I don't want to do this anymore. Maybe this isn't it for me. But seeing my students at Breakaway, and the family aspect of that just really brought me back in, and saying that God's like, this is you. This is where you're supposed to be. This is your family that you are cultivating for me, or God saying for me. So he's not done with me. This is what I'm supposed to do. This is what he called me to do. This is my passion. And he just kind of kicked me in the butt to remind me of that. I understand that I'm going to struggle through some things, but it's all worth it, because that's my goal in life, is to be an awesome youth pastor and help our students. So there you go.
All right.
So growing up, I was with a huge family, and growing up, I always thought, okay, so I've got adults around me who give me wisdom. I've got this huge family. I don't need friends my age. That's not something I need in my life. And the older I got, the more empty I felt, the more I felt like I need somebody who's my age, who understands, who can be there for me. And then my wife, Abby, had those kinds of friends growing up her entire life, but then shortly before we really met, she kind of lost everybody. All of the friends that were her age, they just left. They were gone, and she felt like she'd never be able to have friends like that again. And just shortly before we got married, we kind of reconnected with this group of people that I'd kind of known but hadn't really got to get to know personally and everything like that. And ever since then, we get together a couple times a week, and we just hang out, and I have this group, this amazing group of friends who just all understand me and are my age, and it's unlike anything I've ever felt before, and it's something I'm so thankful for, just to have this group of people that are just going through the same things that I'm going through, being newly married, going through these financial issues, just trying to figure out life as a young 20-something, and for me, it's the coolest thing on the planet, and I'm so happy to have that, and so grateful for all of them. So,
all right. Thanks, man.
So at the beginning of 2018, I am completely a different person than what you're looking at now. I am an addict, and I was going through some things that I didn't think I was going to survive.
Good. It's good. God is good, and all the time. That's true. Don't you forget it, people. Don't forget his benefits. Don't ever forget his benefits. So much there. Praise the Lord. I was thinking about that, the song we sang earlier, "Oh Come, Let Us Adore Him." We'll give him all the glory. How about we sing to God, "We give you all the glory." You with me? We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. Christ the Lord. And Lord, we say again, thank you. Thank you for all your blessings, all your benefits, all your goodness, and we do give you glory. Lord, help us to live lives that bring you glory, to say the words that bring you glory. Go with us, God, As we enter into a new year, I pray that you would direct our paths, help us to hear your voice, and follow your leading every step of the way. And we say this in Jesus' name. Amen. God's blessings on you. Have a great week and a happy new year.